Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. This is Denny Nugent, and I have today's question. It's a question about wealth. If you compare the American standard of living with the rest of the world, let's face it, this is a wealthy nation. And of course, many passages in the Bible address the wealthy. One example is Luke chapter 6, where Jesus says, "Woe to you who are rich, for you are receiving your comfort in full." Now, John, that sounds like Jesus is rebuking people for being wealthy. There's nothing wrong with possessing wealth, is there?
Well, the assumption here when Jesus says, "Woe to you who are rich, for you're receiving your comfort in full," is really that these people have put all their trust in their riches. I mean, that's the point. Abraham was rich, Job was rich, and even when Job lost everything, God made him richer than he was before. There are rich people in the Bible who are identified as such. You have Joseph of Arimathea, wealthy enough to have a tomb to provide for Christ. You have Lydia, who was a seller of purple, who had a house in which she could minister to people and care for them. So there's nothing wrong with having money. There's nothing wrong with having possessions. God gives us all things richly to enjoy. It is God who gives you the power to get wealth, the Old Testament says. But the damnation, the curse, the woe is on the people who are trusting in their riches. The Old Testament says, "Trust in your riches and down you go." Nothing wrong with possessing wealth as long as we give thanks to God for it, as long as we honor God with it, and as long as we don't assume that because we have it, we therefore have earned our peace with God. No, it is a gift. It is to be received with thanksgiving. It is to be invested back in the kingdom of God, and it is to be enjoyed with a thankful heart.
This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. If you'd like more in-depth teaching from Luke, or if you have a question for John, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.